sing and play for you every day. I will sing your love song to you.
Welcome to Profiles in Folk, and a special edition of Folk on the Lake. We're in a comfortable living room of the summer home of Paul and Ellen Litvinovich. Paul, our chief engineer, and we welcome Switch Factory from the hills of Litchfield County. These are guys that have been a lot of buzz about their music over the last couple of years. They play a lot of dates, despite the fact that they've got full-time day jobs, and it is good to have you with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Thanks, Paul and Alan, having us in your home.
Is it fair? You know, you're kind of indicative of a lot of the young groups today that are playing music from a lot of diverse sources. And I know somebody, one of you described all of you as sort of Jerry Garcia nuts.
sure.
But is it fair to call your music? Now, that was an original piece by Todd Stoughton, the mandolin player. But is it fair to call your music sort of bluegrass-tinged roots music or bluegrass-tinged Americana music?
Todd should answer this one.
Well, I don't know. We've called it a lot of things, and I don't know if we've really settled on anything yet. But it certainly incorporates everything that we have interest in, and I'd say that's a fairly broad spectrum across the 20th century. Jerry Garcia being a big influence on us all. But I think Jerry Garcia had a lot of influence as well, and I would think that maybe we share interest in those
right.
influences more than mm-hmm. I would say we're just Jerry Garcia nuts.
Yeah, and what people
I we're all nuts.
A lot of people don't realize is that in his early days, Jerry Garcia played a heck of a lot of bluegrass and some really good bluegrass.
Yeah, his late days as well with
when great
he
players.
Up with David Grisman.
Yeah, he went full circle.
Yeah, it's right. just kind of you start off with him. It's going down the rabbit hole, then it just opens up a whole another set of his influences and. You know, you find out how much of that kind of acoustic bluegrass stuff influenced the Grateful Dead. And, you know, it's almost like a starting point. You can just go as deep as you want.
Right.
I'd like to say that the further we go or I go, the more I think I'm like Jerry Garcia rather than, you know, just following what Jerry did. But what Jerry did was great. So
I like Americana as a genre, like bluegrass mm-hmm. influenced Americana. Is what I try to describe
okay.
us as sometimes when somebody forces me to do that.
yeah, right.
And I think folk and blues and rock and roll, we all love to bring into the mix.
Yeah, and the music you make really is so diverse. It's actually kind of exciting. And one of the things that I particularly like, too, is you actually do covers. You know, and when you get into the singer-songwriter set these days, nobody wants to do a cover unless they're forced to.
Well, we also wanted to do covers that, you know, traditional acoustic duo musicians in a bar, you know, are not going to necessarily tackle. Like, you won't hear us play Brown Eyed Girl and Margaritaville and those types of covers, but we try to do more deep tracks. Like, we're going to play one next, which is a Neil Young song, Pocahontas, comes from, I think, Rust Never Sleeps album, and not one you hear a lot of people.
I'm going to say we do about 20 Neil Young songs, and probably none of them are the first 10 you would think of when you think about his body of work.
Right.
You know, they're all a little bit of the deeper cuts, more or less. You know, you might have to really know some of his, you know, full album material to know some of the
songs.
Which
is a lot of fun, because after the set, people come up and they say, wow, you wrote those songs? Those are great.
Well, there's two, you get that, but you also get, when you're looking at the audience, you get one or two people out of 50 who look up and they're like, whoa. And they make eye contact. They go, I know that song, right. And I love that song, and I've never heard anyone cover it before.
Exactly.
And that's exactly. A nice feeling.
I think the bottom line for me, covering songs is fun. You know, there's a lot of great songs out there, and people love to hear stuff that surprises them and that they've heard before, or that, you know, they haven't heard in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in the business of having fun with people. You know, we all have regular jobs, so we do have some original songs, and we aspire to have some more original material, but we also just like to play for people, and it's fun to play old cover songs and stuff that people really like to hear. And
when
so
our kids get older, Nat, we're gonna have more time. We're gonna have several original albums coming out. Bang, bang, bang.
That's right. Okay, why don't you give us a taste of Pocahontas then? And,
I think Nat's gonna put on his appropriately keyed harmonica for this one.
It's always a good idea to be in the right key. One thing I learned early on.
Icy skies at night, paddles cut the water in a long hurried flight from the white man in the fields of dream, in the homeland we've never seen. They killed us in our teepees, and they cut our women down. They might have left some babies crying on the ground, but the fire sticks and the wagons come, and the night falls on the setting sun. Pipe to share. wish I was a trapper. I'd give 1,000 pelt to sleep with Pocahontas and find out how she felt in the morning in the fields of green. In the homeland we've never seen. Maybe Martin Brando would be there by the fire. We'll sit and talk of Hollywood, all the good things there for hire, like the Astrodome and the first TP. Marlon Brando, Pocahontas and me. Marlon Brando, Pocahontas and me. Marlon Brando.
Nice version of it.
Thank you.
Nice version. Our guest tonight here on Profiles in Folk is Switch Factory, and we should introduce the guys. We've already talked with Todd Stoughton, but the lead vocal on that, done by Nat Worden. And the other members of the group, John Aziak, who's on a great little instrument, a ukulele bass.
Everyone always likes to say something about the ukulele bass. It's always a good way to start a conversation.
I think people, you know, people watch the group. You know, you've got a lot of YouTube videos and stuff up in the SoundCloud as well. And people are probably saying, gee, what is that instrument? That, you know, aren't familiar with it. So
that happens a lot, or people come up and say, well, who's playing the bass? Because I hear one, but I don't see one.
I'm amazed at how the sound, when you look at the instrument,
yeah.
You wouldn't guess that the sound that you get from it is what you get. And the sound is a full sound. So,
How recent an instrument is it?
I don't know. I bought this one about 2 years ago. I first started playing with these gentlemen, mm-hmm. and I was playing a six-string Ibanez electric bass, and it was definitely not the right instrument. I was coming off of playing a lot with a rock band. And I said, well, this isn't the right instrument, but, you know, uprights are not very practical. They're hard to bring around. They're heavy.
Mm.
They're also expensive.
Right.
And I was in a music store trying out different ones, and this was on the wall, and I tried it, and I said, well, this is a solution. This is an easy instrument that you can bring around places. So when you're playing in New York City, you can take the train in, and it's just, you know, in your backpack, mm-hmm. on your back, and just walk to the gig and plug in.
We always wanted to see the image of John on the New York subway with the big double bass.
Upright bass.
He's more comfortable than that.
And it does happen sometimes. Todd Stoughton actually has an upright bass, so it does come out once in a while, but it's hard to beat the ukulele bass when it comes to just practical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's almost like a real bass.
It's almost like a real bass.
What instruments does Todd Stoughton not have? That's the thing.
Oh, there's plenty I don't have.
Okay. And the last member of the group we haven't introduced yet is Jason Perkel. I want to know, Jason, how did Switch Factory all come about?
Well, goes back to, I think, 2010. I'm a pediatrician in the local area, and one of my patients' mothers said to me, oh, my husband plays guitar. You guys, I heard you played guitar. You guys should get together and jam. And you know how many times you hear that as a guitar player. Right. I said, okay, great. You know, tell him to give me a call. And begrudgingly, Nat, you know, I had to go over and hang out with Nat thinking, oh, this isn't going to be very much fun. And I think we played 10 songs, like, without any sheet music or words that we knew overlapped. Our voices kind of melded together very well, and that was the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Jason said, hey, we should play a gig. And I said, okay.
What I didn't know about Nat is he had never played a gig before he played in Switch Factory, which is amazing to me because he's so talented, but as he told me later, it was because he could never find anybody that was good enough, you know, to play gigs with him.
When not
he was
good up. Enough, but just nobody I
a moxie.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well,
I've been in the band for 2 years. That's the first I've heard of that, too.
Really?
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, the rest of us have been in bands since, like,
I played in bands, just not gigging bands.
Right. Yeah. I hear you. That's fine. No, I'm... So anyway, then we didn't want to be those two strumming guitar players that I talked about earlier. Right. I think there's something about we knew we needed other instrumentation, and I had known Todd from way back when. I got reacquainted with him, and the minute I saw him, I kind of grabbed him by the shirt and I said, "Todd Stoughton." He said, "Yeah, Jason." And I said, "You need to be in our band." And he kind of laughed and joined the band. And then he brought Jana with him because he said, "You guys need a bass player." And we said, "Okay." And
he was right.
2013, that was.
Okay.
And I think we practiced every week for a year. We had I think we did rehearsals pretty much weekly for about a year. And it took off, and 40 to 50 gigs a year. We're enjoying it.
Doing well.
And we still get along very well.
That's important for a band.
Yeah.
Well, the band again is Switch Factory, and three of them hail from the Litchfield County Hills, and Jonna hails from right in our backyard at WSHU.
I'm in
Fairfield,
but luckily I have a small little lake cottage up here, so it makes it a little bit easier in the summer with the commute. But okay. I'm willing to drive as far as it takes to get to wherever these guys book a gig.
I just want to throw in as an aside a footnote for Profiles in Folk. You're the third pediatrician that I've had as a guest.
I thought I was unique.
My mind is struggling to remember the last two, but it'll come to me at some point.
I think doctors, a lot of them tend to be musical.
They are.
Yeah, there was a band of psychiatrists when I was in medical school, but I don't think I'm going to tell too many stories about that right now. But yeah, I don't know what it is.
Okay. Now, as a group, and obviously with a lot of influences and a lot of musical interests amongst you, how do you actually put together the material that you're going to use? I mean, if somebody's got something, they bring it to the band and you kind of
have. We have arm wrestling contests where the winner gets to call the tune. That's kind of how it works.
So Todd gets to call all the tunes.
We have very similar tastes in music. So even if someone brings up something that the rest of us might not be familiar with, which is very rare, but if it does happen, everyone else seems to get on board pretty quickly.
We all have veto power, which I think has been used only maybe one or two times. But yeah, everybody says, "Oh, I think we can work on that one." And then I think it's important to say that a lot of our rehearsal work has involved three-part harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
And that does our vocal arrangements if we can't get it. Sometimes we get lucky and we get it, but if we don't, that kind of knocks us into shape. And so some of the songs have been, brought to the table with the idea that this would be a great song that we could bring three-part harmonies in the way that we do to it, and that's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that's one thing that really impressed me when I first played with these guys, and Todd said, "Oh, I'm playing with this band, you got to sit in and see if there's, any magic there." And I sat in and I said, "The harmonies are really good," and that's something you don't find in a lot of bands, especially bands who are out playing bars. They'll have a strong person on vocals maybe, but three-part harmonies you find very rarely, and that's really what caught my ear when I first played with them.
Yeah. Swamp Yankees, that can sing.
yeah, they can.
We should do what's it called?
Well, I was going to say we have
The Warden.
The Warden.
Okay.
Deck. Okay, great.
That's a good one that showcases some three-part harmonies.
Mm-hmm. That would be fine. Our guests again, Switch Factory. And after they do a couple numbers, we'll come back and talk about where they got their name.
For those of you in Radio Land, you can picture Nat Warden like Batman with his harmonicas and his harmonica holder, and he's our superhero Capo with all his gadgets.
We should probably note that this song is by the Old Crow Medicine Show, which is a great young folky rootsy acoustic band. And we actually saw him play in New Haven, and they played, it was the first time I think we'd all heard this tune. And after the show, we were having a drink afterwards, and we were like, "We should play that tune. We loved it." So here it is.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. Well, the warden stands tall as he walks down the hall. He puts all our lives on.
wouldn't sleep at night, spend all his days there too. Does he toss and turn? Does his conscience burn? Is he a prisoner too?
Tuned to WSHU Public Radio, 91.1 WSHU FM and HD in Fairfield, Connecticut, and WSUF FM and HD2 in Noyac, Greenport, and streaming live on the internet at WSHU.org.
Walking down Main Street, getting to know the concrete, looking for a purpose on a neon sign. I can take you anywhere, the western sun meets the air. I'll hit the road, never looking behind. Can you deny there's nothing greater, nothing more than the traveling hands of time? St. Genevieve can hold back the water, but saints don't bother with the tear-stained eye.
traces of the stars that came before, written in the pavement, never asking for more. When the hours won't move along, worn out wood and familiar songs, to hear your voice is not enough, it's more than a shame. Can you deny there's nothing greater, nothing more than the traveling hands of time? Saint Genevieve can hold back the water, but saints don't bother with the tear-stained eye. Like the man said, rode hard and put away wet, throw away the bad news and put it to rest. If learning is living and the truth is a state of mind, you'll find out it's better. Oh, it's better at the end of the line. Can you deny there's nothing greater, nothing more than the traveling hands of time? Saint Genevieve can hold back the water, saints don't bother with the tear-stained eye. Saint Genevieve can hold back the water, but saints don't bother with a tear-stained eye.
That is a nice, nice treatment.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You guys are going to make that into a classic.
All right.
Our guests again are Switch Factory here at Profiles in Folk tonight. Jason Perkel, Todd Stoughton, Jana Ziak, and Nat Worden. And they are from the Litchfield Hills. I guess it's safe to say all from the Litchfield Hills, since John has got a cottage up here.
Yeah, that's a, we put
well.
That spin on it.
This these are guys that a lot more people need to listen to, that's for sure.
We agree.
And you know, it's one of the pleasures of having you here at WSHU Public Radio. We've got a broadcast signal that goes out to two-thirds of Long Island and a good part of Connecticut and into Rhode Island as well. So.
Hello, Long Island. Say hello to Long Island. We don't get to say hello to Long Island too often, but
you play mostly dates in this region.
True, although we do like to travel.
And you move around.
And you know, I think what you just mentioned for, you know, an outline is within our reach for sure. You know, we've talked about trying to get all our families on the same vacation schedule so we can tour different areas, but I'm not sure that's going to happen anytime soon.
We haven't gone any further than Rincon, Puerto Rico.
Right.
To play a gig. So
that was one thing that impressed me when I started playing with these guys, is that they were able to get gigs very easily. I've been in some very good bands that had trouble getting gigs. These guys not only got gigs, but all of a sudden they're like, well, we might be going to Puerto Rico. And I did think they were joking. And now we've been there twice.
That was no joke.
It must be difficult because you all have families. You've got children.
We have very cool wives. I want to get that out.
Our wives are great.
I want to get that out on the airwaves.
And the first trip to Puerto Rico was, well, I'm going to Puerto Rico with a band. And if it works out well and they have us back, well, I'll take you the next time. And my wife said, that sounds great. And then the second time came around and we made a little mini vacation, 10-year anniversary mm-hmm. out of it. And it worked out very well.
My old college friend has an organic juice bar called Carta Buena. And I was chastised last time we brought this up on a radio interview for not mentioning our host down there. So if you're ever down in Rincon, you have to get a smoothie from Carta Buena.
I recommend the Dreamsicle.
Yeah. And a quinoa bowl, too, if you're hungry. Okay. Thanks, Leon.
Now, Switch Factory has one album out, which is a wonderful live recording of when they performed at Infinity Hall. Was it in Norfolk? You've done both Infinity Halls, correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
This one from Norfolk and done in 2014. So, can they get it through your webpage, the album? Or just at live performances?
Regrettably, we are not that sophisticated. But send us an email through the website, and we'll ship you off a CD if you want one.
Okay. And some of the music you've heard this evening here in Profiles in Folk is on the album as well.
So spiritual number now.
Who actually handles most of the booking?
Everyone in the band but me. I seem to be the one that has not been upholding my end on this. But I had something to do with getting this, so maybe
there you go.
Maybe I'm under less pressure now.
The huge amount of Fairfield County gigs that are going to come from this interview will be all in your hip pocket.
We won't pressure you at this time.
But we have no professional management. Every time we get a gig, we get two more gigs. It's really nice.
Yeah. That is the best way to do it.
Yeah. We're riding the wave, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the internet really has been a great thing, I think, for independent small time bands, and it's been a great thing for folk music. You know, you mentioned at the outset that a lot of young people are listening to. I think you were talking about kind of folkier music these days.
Right.
That's definitely a trend out there, and I believe that it is the internet to some extent, and the problems that mass media is having accessing young people these days.
Right.
So,
well, here at WSHU, we like to say it's radio as well.
Well, right. Now,
which is why you're simulcasting on the internet as well.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I should say now that we're big fans of public radio, and it's really an honor to be on the airwaves with you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Good to know.
Thank you so much.
Good to know. You've got a lot of videos up on YouTube, and you've got a lot of music on SoundCloud as well that people can access through your webpage. And then I found things that went even kind of beyond the webpage, as I recall. So you've got a real presence up there.
We do have a hashtag on Instagram that's kind of interesting, too, hashtag Switch Factory. That one, because the other Switch Factory is some fashion group out of Asia, so it's either going to be great shots of us on amazing stages overlooking beautiful fields or very strange fashion shows from New York City, I think. So, but that's kind of fun.
It's a win-win.
And we're hoping they'll mesh someday and we'll get free clothes.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say we were fortunate enough to have a couple of professional videographers that we crossed paths with.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the YouTube videos from the Warner Theater and the YouTube videos that are up there were done by a guy named Harrison Buck, not at the Warner Theater, but at the Nancy Marine Studio. And so we have a couple of those, and it's just those are definitely a good thing that we send out.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of what I was trying to get at with the internet, is that it's very easy to promote independent music these days.
Definitely.
And it's free. And
it's also interesting you should bring up the conflict in the name. You would think that Switch Factory would pretty much be your name, but
what are you trying to say?
I've got a few. It's happened to a lot of groups. There's a group called Notorious that does wonderful duet music, and they're from the Boston area, and they've started calling sells Notorious Folk, because there's,
I
guess, a hip hop performer who goes by Notorious as well. So,
did we talk about the origins of the name? We
no, that's one of the things.
There's an old building. It's a beautiful old brick factory building in Bantam, Connecticut, not far from where we are now. And we really started rehearsing there and playing music in there in a beautiful studio. It overlooks the Bantam River. Very special spot, and it, you know, there's a lot of ghosts in that building. That's a building where people used to churn out factory switches, I guess. And it was really cool,
like Frankenstein stuff. We imagine, you know, just
right.
Like
<That's> right. Exactly. So we decided to call ourselves Switch Factory, and it stuck. And now we can't shake it.
It's a good name.
And then that, you know, couldn't just look at the sign and say Switch Factory. That sounds good. He really, you know, he's a literary guy, and he was saying that the era that this factory thrived, you know, harkens back to a time that is familiar to the ethos of our music and, you know, the Woody Guthrie. And I said, let's do it. Sounds good.
We should also point people towards your webpage, which is switchfactory.com, because it's not only quirky, but also a lot of fun to play around on. I don't know who designed it for you, but they did.
Give him a shout out.
Kind of
gentleman
a
named
neat job.
M. Quinn Moore, who is in Jamaica Plain outside of Boston, is a friend of mine. Another friend of mine from college, and he did the website. And the bios are completely false. So I was not born in Nepal in 1957, and Jana does not have a PhD in astrophysics
that you know of.
But yeah, that we've ever seen.
They are humorous, however.
And now that we're directing people there, maybe that's a nice incentive to update that website
Quinn,
a little bit.
If you're listening, Quinn, please update the website. Some photos with me with a beard.
And one more comment like that.
And a bass player.
If your listeners like what they hear, like us on Facebook, because that really, you know, we talked about promoting independent bands. Getting likes on Facebook is a very powerful thing. So if you could do that, we would greatly appreciate the support.
There's something venues actually look at when they decide whether to hire you or not is how many likes you have on Facebook.
How many likes you have on Facebook.
And if you like somebody on Facebook, every time they announce an event, you'll get a message about the event. So it's a perfect way to promote bands.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, from the days of stapling posters to telephone poles, now you can like us.
So now we'll go from the internet to an old bluegrass song. Gospel-y bluegrass song.
Make sure I get the right one. Wicked Path.
We learned this one in church last Sunday.
In this awful world of sorrow, wicked path of sin, thinking of tomorrow,
what I'd lose
in the end.
Oh, I can hear
joy bells ringing
where my friends
and loved ones wait.
I can hear
the angels singing
just inside
those pearly gates.
I can hear my Savior calling,
saying, come unto me,
wash away
your sins forever. Sweet day.
Oh, I can hear
joy bells ringing
where my friends
and loved ones wait.
I can hear
angels singing
just inside
those pearly gates. Jesus,
He will
guide me on my way.
I will sing
praise forever. Made in heaven some sweet day. Oh, I can hear.
Oh, I can hear.
The joy bells ringing.
Joy bells ringing.
Where my friends and loved ones
wait. I can hear.
Oh, I can hear.
The angels singing.
Angels singing.
Just inside those pearly gates.
Guys are amazing.
All right, that's what we like to hear.
Go from Sun Volt to classic bluegrass gospel.
And how about going over to Velvet Underground? Let's do that. Just to think he thinks he's got it figured out. Let's do it.
Just when you think you got it figured out.
What goes on in your mind? I think that I am falling down. What goes on in your mind? I think that I am upside down. Let it be good, do what you should. Know it'll work all right. Let it be good, do what you should. You know it'll be all right. I'm going down, I'm gonna slide from side to side. See the bells up in the sky, somebody cut the string in two. Let it be good, do what you should, know it'll work all right. Let it be good, do what you should, you know it'll be all right. One minute two, 1 minute up and 1 minute down. What goes on in your mind? I think that I am falling down. Let it be good, do what you should. Know it'll work all right. Let it be good, do what you should. You know it'll be all right. Let it be good, do what you should. You know it'll work all right. Let it be good, do what you should. You know it'll be all right. It'll be all right.
Be all right.
It'll be all right.
Be all right.
peaches in the summertime and apples in the fall. If I don't get the girl I love, I don't want none at all. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. Wish I had a needle and thread fine as I could sew. Sew that pretty girl to my side, down the road I'll go. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. Wish I had a banjo string made of golden twine. Every tune I'd play on it, I wish the girl was mine. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. Some come here to fiddle and dance, some come here to tarry. Some come here to fiddle and dance, I come here to marry. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. Every night when I go home, my wife, I try to please her. The more I try, the worse she gets. Damned if I don't leave her. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. I'm bound for Shady Grove. I'm bound for Shady Grove.
I want to applaud. our guest tonight on Profiles in Folk, Switch Factory from the Litchfield Hills, Jason Perkel, Todd Stoughton, Jonna Ziak, and Nat Worden. And it has been a treat having you guys with us here. One of the things I wanted to ask before we get into a couple finale pieces is how do you, each of you feel the music has evolved since you began back about 4 or 5 years ago and where you are now?
It's a good question. Certainly growing from original was a guitar duo, brought on the mandolin, so we got some new instrumentation, new members of the band, obvious evolution there, and the fuller harmonies that we were getting with the four of us, the fuller sound with the four of us, the bass, allowed us to explore a lot of different areas and allowed people to sit back and rather than just trying to keep the body of the song together, to be able to play around with some intricacies of the song and to improvise more, you know? And I think the main thing is we've just gotten comfortable. We've gotten to know each other musically. We've gotten to know each other, how each person communicates on stage a little bit, and so I think we've got a sense of when people are going to do what, and that helps us improvise and have just more fun and creativity on stage.
That's an excellent point, too, for anybody who's thinking of putting a band together, certainly. Yeah, the chemistry is so important in that sort of getting to know what each other is doing.
Just playing a lot of live gigs in different situations has been great for, I think, the evolution of this band, because, you know, we bring a song to play it live, we want it to sound good, and then once you get that under your belt, and you know, as you mentioned before we went on the air, we have somewhere in the range of 120 songs that we probably could dust off.
It's pretty big.
So, you know, just that has been great. Developing a repertoire, I think, has been.
Mm-hmm.
And you use the term evolution, and some of these songs that we play, every time we play them, is a little bit different.
Right.
You know, it really does evolve. Where, you know, we'll be on stage playing something we played it a lot before, and all of a sudden we're doing it differently because everyone's listening to each other, and you know, the jam goes somewhere else, and we're all along for the ride. And usually it turns out great. Sometimes, you know, you get a surprise, but it's great. It's fun. It keeps you on your toes.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to play one more, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. Definitely.
Great.
This one's from Merle.
Warden led the prisoner down the hallway to his doom. I stood up like all the rest to say goodbye. I heard him ask the warden just before he reached my cell, could my guitar-picking friend play my request? Sing me back home a song I used to hear. Make my old memories come alive. Sing me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. I recall last Sunday morning when a choir from off the street came in to sing a few old gospel songs. I heard him tell the singer, well, there's a song my mama sang. Could I hear it once before you travel on? Sing me back home a song I used to hear. Make my old memories come alive. Sing me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before.
back home the song I used to hear. Make my old memories come alive. Sing me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. Sing me back home before I die. Lay down, my dear brother, lay down and take your rest. Won't you lay your head upon your Savior's breast? I love you, oh, but Jesus loves you the best. And I'll bid you good night, good night, good night. And I'll bid you good night, good night, good night. Lay down, my dear brother, lay down and take your rest. Won't you lay your head upon your Savior's breast? I love you, oh, but Jesus loves you the best. And I'll bid you good night, good night, good night.
I remember right well, I remember right
well. And I'll bid you good night, good night.
I'm walking in Jerusalem and looking over Jordan.
I'll bid you good night, good night.
Well, good I've been night to the mountaintop and glory, hallelujah.
I'll bid you good night, good night, good night.
Switch Factory. I thank you for doing that. That was a special request on my part, and I'll just tell you a little story why I requested it. I used to play that piece by different performers at the end of my show years ago, every once in a while. But I had a woman who would call me just about every week saying, "You're going to play that again tonight? You're going to play that again tonight?" This is it's a true story. So I just have always loved that piece for back when, I guess, some of the field recordings of Joseph Spence and the Pinder family. So I thank you. And I thank you for being here on
Thanks
Profiles in Folk, and for doing that little musical tribute there at the end, too, to Merle Haggard, who passed away this year. We've lost some real, real great ones. Can you finish up with something that's upbeat? I know I'm throwing you a curve, and that was kind of a natural place to finish. Can we do something?
Let's see what we can put together here.
Say goodbye. Thank you very, very much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
And you know, coming out on this rather hot day and doing this wonderful. I just wish our listeners could be in the living room with you guys and up front and close. And we have had a small audience, and they have been very quiet. So.
Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you, folks. It's a great, great honor and pleasure to be here today.
Paul will remember this. We had a bluegrass group in from New York City. And after every number that they finished, they would put their instruments down and applaud for themselves. So I encourage our audience to do that at the end as well. Our guests tonight on Profiles in Folk have been Switch Factory, Jason Perkel, Todd Stoughton, Jonna Ziak, and Nat Worden. And again, they are from the the Litchfield Hills, and they are a string band that's got a lot of potential and going to go a lot of places. So look them up again at switchfactory.com.
All right, we're going to do one last number. You want an upbeat?
Apparently, the veto
song.
The
veto. I threw you another curve, I think.
We're good with curves.
This is a good example of rehearsal, which we all have about 9,000 songs, and we just have to keep editing out, to actually come up with something.
Oh, how about this?
Play.
I got one. California Stars.
There you go.
All right. This is a Woody Guthrie song that was finished by Wilco and Billy Bragg in their Mermaid Avenue Grammy Award-winning albums. And for those of you playing at home, it's simple as it gets. A little G, D, C. I'd like to rest my heavy head tonight on a bed of California stars. I'd like to lay my weary bones tonight on a bed of California stars. I'd like to feel your hand touching mine and tell me why I must keep working on, and I'll give my life just to dream a dream with you on a bed of California stars. Yeah. I'd like to rest my heavy head tonight on a bed of California stars. I'd like to jump up on my star bed, make another day underneath my California stars. They hang like grapes on vines that shine and fill a lover's glass like a friendly wine. And I'll give my life just to dream a dream with you on a bed of California stars. More mandolin. Tonight on a bed of California stars, I'd like to lay my weary bones tonight on a bed of California stars. I'd like to feel your hand touching mine and tell me why I can't keep working on, and I'll give my life just to dream a dream with you on a bed.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks a lot. It's fun.
What a pleasure.